We'll have community quick hits coming up here in just a bit. But coming up next, earthquake talk.
You're just off.
It's Bob. God.
Oh, man. All right, so we had two earthquakes. We didn't talk about the one that hit Thursday, and then Friday we did our show, and Saturday woke up and another earthquake had hit. A 6.4 and 7.1 magnitude earthquake hit Southern California, let's say, not Los Angeles. Two earthquakes, pretty large, in 2 days. And now they're saying the further we get removed from that one on Friday night, the less likely chance that there's going to be another one of equal magnitude or, you know, obviously, worst case scenario, bigger. So they may be out of the woods, but boy, this has really brought up the age-old storyline, which I remember hearing about when I was a kid, and that is the big one.
The San Andreas fault line. The one that will happen that will put the state of California into the Pacific Ocean.
Did you hear about the big one when you were a kid?
Not a lot.
That was a thing. That was a talking point. And you spent time out there, Danny, in San Francisco as a little kid.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember my dad traveling out there quite a bit for business to San Francisco and Los Angeles, and he would come back with stories of, hey, you know, we may have tornadoes here, but they have earthquakes, and they're waiting on the big one. And I've not seen revived talks of the big one of this manner in a long time. And I don't know why these two earthquakes, maybe because they were so close together in size and location, that they've got people freaking out there. Now, I don't know if you're walking on eggshells no matter where you go in California, but it certainly got the attention of San Francisco, who obviously didn't feel any of this, but they're the ones sitting on that cauldron.
Yeah.
Well, I thought about this a little bit over the weekend, especially after that second one hit, and people were talking about the fault and the big one, and all of that rhetoric was coming up that I hadn't really paid much attention to since I was a kid. But you know, you look back at geological maps that date back to millions and millions and billions of years, and science is able to determine how all of these plates shifted and continents became continents.
Right.
And all of these land masses are constantly moving microscopically every day.
Right.
But at some point, the break does have to happen. This change is going to evolve. And
well, it's like it's like Yellowstone at some point will blow up.
Exactly.
It's just a matter of when.
You just hope that that big one, where the big crack that will eventually happen, you know, you don't notice it over millions and billions of years, but at some point during that time, there was a big crack where, okay,
yeah,
now it's happened. And you just hope that that doesn't happen in our lifetimes, but what that would do to this planet?
Oh my God.
It would be entering a different age, I would think.
So here's why Los Angeles and, I mean, a lot of these cities that dot the coastline are freaking out right now, because a lot of these buildings, houses to a lesser degree, mainly these big buildings that have been built or rebuilt, that have been specifically were built in a way to withstand these things. That obviously those buildings are built differently than our buildings.
Mm-hmm.
We don't worry about that here. And so there was a code that all of these buildings were built on for years and years and years and years. Well, last year, there was some big conference that determined that the way that they originally thought that buildings shook, that they were misguided in their math or their engineering, and now, this is in the last year, they realize that those buildings, if there is anything of any magnitude, that the ones that they thought were safe from being torn down by these earthquakes are now screwed. That they misjudged wildly. They're way off on what they thought at one time how to build these things. And now, if they do go, if there is a bigger one, mm-hmm. where they thought originally these buildings would all be fine, they're toast. And they all got together and they're looking at each other and they're like, yeah, we screwed up. We really, really screwed up. Los Angeles, Salt Lake City, San Jose, Seattle. Those are the four cities that have buildings that they say could suffer more damage than anticipated or have a greater potential for complete collapse, which is obviously the greatest fear.
Yeah. Salt Lake City, huh?
Yep. You don't do any, you can't do anything now unless you just launch a preemptive strike and say, well, you know what? Let's just dump out of these buildings, which will never happen.
And demolish.
Can't do that.
No.
We can't do that.
No. They say the revised estimates for L.A. are the results of a five-year project by the Southern California Earthquake Center, a research organization of seismologists and engineers that use some of the country's most powerful supercomputers to study how earthquake shaking moves through local ground conditions. So they thought forever that, and they were basing all this on findings from California and Japan and Taiwan and other seismically active places, but now that... They were way off. They said the LA model relied on measurements of thousands of local earthquakes, most of them imperceptible, but like Danny was saying, but which offered more precise information on how seismic shockwaves travel through Earth.
But there's no way of correcting any of this.
No, no, they can't do a damn thing.
Wow.
So these hit like around Bakersfield, is that right?
I think that's correct.
In like a deserty area, so...
Yeah.
Yeah, the epicenter wasn't...
No. It was
a particularly harmful area.
No. It was out in the desert in small towns. Trona, I believe, was one of the towns.
Mm-hmm.
They say about 130 residents from Bakersfield and Trona, they say were staying in a temporary shelter, that they weren't aware of any fatalities or anything like that. That, you know, if it was going to hit somewhere, that was a good place for it to hit. But man, it's got to be really, really weird. And I know they probably look at us in Oklahoma and Kansas and Tornado Alley and say, how do they live there when they see all the damage, when they see, like, I mean, they've seen more Oklahoma torn up like five different times, one city destroyed,
mm-hmm.
over and over and over again. Like, how do they do that? But you know, you just do it. You live there and you deal with it and you go through life the best you can.
You know, but nobody gets out of this scot-free.
No, but I wonder how much people think about that out there, especially when you have little warnings like this of, ew, there's a reason this area is so kick-ass.
Yeah.
It comes with danger.
It is fraught with peril.
I do love all of the video that was, because this, I think the Thursday one happened during like local news time and all the newscasters, the videos are hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Oh no. We are, they're trying to remain calm,
yeah.
and use their anchorman voice and all mm-hmm. that. We are experiencing what appears to be a very serious shaking of the earth, you know, and they're looking at their partner, you know, and they're trying to work off the prompter that's not there and. It's crazy,
what
man.
What are they supposed to do?
Their prompters went out?
Yeah.
Did they report that there were airports during the Revolutionary War?
I don't think so. Ridgecrest. That's the city. Very far inland. Matter yeah. of fact, Las Vegas felt this.
Oh, yeah. This was felt...
Looks like it's right in between Vegas and, and Los Angeles. About an hour and a half on either side. Or so.
Well, my young daughter texted me and told me that she had to be evacuated from the movie theater she was in.
Really?
On account of this.
What was she seeing?
I don't know. But she
ask?
Said that, no, she said that they got him out of there.
So what is protocol?
So what happened? Did she get to go back to the movie?
Probably.
I don't know, or got a refund or something like that. But she said that this is the biggest event like that that she's felt as long as she's been out there. She said it was no joke.
Wow. It'd be weird. It would be very, very weird.
Look, we've had those little popcorn earthquakes that have happened around here, and it's just the strangest sensation in the world, feeling the ground underneath you just wobble in to any degree.
Yeah.
But to what those cats go through out there, no thank you.
Mike and I lived through one.
I know.
Sure
you guys are survivors.
That's
Mike,
right.
Mike thought that I was pulling a prank on him by making the earth move.
God, how Jim and Dwight is that?
We were eating lunch at the Habit, of course, out there in Oxnard when an earthquake hit probably 10 years ago.
I was at the Habit. He was at one of those other satellite places.
Burrito Land.
Yeah, Burrito Land, because he doesn't like the Habit.
I love the Habit. I just can't eat there every day.
You eat there every day.
Yes, because it's great.
Yeah, but it's the same thing. You're like a dog eating the same food.
That's
yeah,
right.
It's very dog.
That's right.
You claim that I'm dog-like. You're like way dog-like. Now, back
Look,
to the old
we're both
standby.
Dogs.
But the ground started moving. I'm like, oh my God. And he looks at me with those big eyes, you know, and he's like, it stops after about 7 seconds or something. And he goes, man, I thought you were pulling a prank on me.
You should have told him you were pulling a prank on
how
him.
How high is your prank radar when you think the other guy can cause an earthquake?
God. Pretty high.
Yeah.
I just like the fact that he thought you had that power.
Like I'm godlike.
Yeah.
I was really, really into pranks.
Well, no deaths, right?
No. Nope. No deaths.
No, nobody died here. So
we'll
on
see.
We go.
Stay
we
hard.
Play on.
Stay hard, earthquakes.
Yes, we play on. Community quick hits are coming up.
Well, they want this trial moved out.